You are now listening to A Report to the Shareholders, a podcast about anything and everything interesting without taking anything too seriously, from Canada to across the world. We are your hosts, Jake Craig and Glenn Hamlin. Here's a quick recap of what to expect on today's episode.
And well, this is America, and I wanted the taste of a grape and the texture of an apple, and I'm going to get that.
I'm going to nix that theory right now just from all the bird shit on your car last week, too.
They said that's for tracking.
Whoa, you're being tracked then, bro. The government's got some questions.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah, shut down.
Yeah. You're all protesting and the government's just like, yeah, sleep.
What are they called?
Bieber balls.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
Can I get a oh yeah?
Oh yeah. What have you been up to, Jake? What have you been doing this week?
Busy, busy, busy. Work, work, work.
Nice. Yeah. I've been getting back. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Fixing my rental property, trying to sell it.
Nice.
Make a dollar.
That's good. You know, myself, I've been working, getting back in the groove, getting back into shift work. Realistically, it's a nice treat.
That 12 hours.
12 hour days gives you 4 days off.
Yeah.
Can't complain about that.
That would be an operator slogan saying. You guys probably always say that in the control room.
I'm not a day guy. I don't like days. Days are just, they're really just, it's like you work 5 days a week, you get off, it's Friday night, shit's, you know, you're trying to mop up the week, and then all of a sudden it's Saturday, you want to have a good time, and then it's Sunday, and you're thinking about going back to work.
Yeah, and everything that's like 9 to 5 is like closed when you get off work.
Right.
You can't get around to it, or you can't go to like the dentist. You got to take time off.
Yep. Yeah.
Night shift, you can just, you know, wake up, lose some sleep, get it.
Yeah. Night shift gives you a little bit more options.
Yeah.
I definitely get my errands done on nights if I can.
You definitely going into town. Lose some of your lifespan, but, you know.
Yeah.
Tit for tat.
Yes, sir. So we're broadcasting live. Wow. Not so live, but we're broadcasting from the shores of Huron, Lake Huron. If you've ever been around the southern shores of Lake Huron, it is just the most, it's God's country.
That's in Ontario, Canada for our worldwide audience.
Yes, and Michigan. And yeah. Michigan.
Well, where we are currently.
We are. Yes, we are in southern, southwestern Ontario.
Yes, and we had some Great Lakes trivia on our last episode, if you caught that, so you would know which lake does not border or touch Canada.
It's actually kind of crazy to think that the states have just occupied a whole lake on us.
Yeah, really. Eh? Like, but it's mine.
It's the one full of, what's that, like Chinese,
Yeah, the invasive species.
Yeah.
They can have it.
Yeah, give her. Yeah, just put a like a wall.
I wish we had a kept Alaska, but, you know.
Me too. Well, you never had Alaska, actually.
Yeah.
It was Russian property.
Oh, Russia owned it.
Yeah, states bought it from it. No, well, states bought it from
Russia. There you go. I learned Russia. Something.
Yeah.
Learned something from Glenn.
Yes. Yes.
So we're going to learn something else from Glenn today, and it's called the double slit theory.
Double slit experiment.
Double slit experiment.
And it really is a theory because there's a lot of unknown. So there's nothing really proven of why. So right. I'll get into it. So
for anybody that wants to nerd out right now, this is your time because Glenn's going to say some big words. I'm going to understand about half of them and ask him questions.
Yes, sir.
About what he's saying and try to get down to, you know, what a not so smart 4.0 grade average person would understand from it.
It was like 3.97 or something, Jake. You know, okay. I did have one A- in English.
Yeah.
Because I had this APA formatting. I want to be politically correct here. Superhuman teacher that figured I may as well know how to reference everything in the world.
Right.
In one.
Well, you should be an encyclopedia. I mean, come on.
Well, it's not for everybody, but it was a little ridiculous. And I got she. Okay, quickly before we get into this, she just thought that I thought I was really good at English, and I handed in this essay essentially, and it was literally all red penned, and it was potential plagiarizing, and I was just blown away.
Were you actually plagiarizing it? You used AI, didn't you?
There was no AI back then. As far as she was concerned, yes. As far as I was concerned, no. But whatever.
Were you using sources?
Yeah, but it's the way you source it. So APA formatting has to be dialed into it's basically when you go into
it's the way you source it.
Yeah.
So if you retype it, it's okay, but if you copy and paste it, ain't.
Not even that, because if you use quotations and stuff, it's okay. And if you look into APA formatting, it's just.
So if you quote them, you can just use their words.
Yes.
Well, fuck. I'll just.
And then reference it at the end.
I'm gonna write a book and just quote Shakespeare.
It'll just be the APA formatted form of Shakespeare.
Yeah. I'll be Jakespeare. And then nobody even knows what Shakespeare is nowadays because all the kids are
listening to Jakespeare.
The kids are the way they are, and then they'll be like, "Oh my god, this Jakespeare guy!"
Oh man,
recreate fame.
All right, so let me get into double slit experiment.
All right, let's go.
So something that I've heard of before, and actually just came across my searches. Earlier this week, something that's really interesting as far as quantum physics, and it really opens up a bit of theory for just a lot of things. And I'll get into that at the end here, but I'll just explain the double slit experiment. Light and matter can act as both waves and particles, depending if they're being observed, which is strange. And I'll explain more on this, but listen, so this is one example of the mysteries of quantum physics, quantum mechanics. So the double slit experiment has been repeated many times across the world, with subsequent experiments that kind of tangent off of the original experiment that further prove that matter can behave as a wave and or particles as if they know that they're being watched. Now, this is strange. Very strange.
Smarticles.
Smarticles.
I'm nailing it with the puns today.
So, in the early 1900s, 1926, Schrodinger, who is a physicist and philosopher, basically published his wave theory of quantum mechanics and determined that particles were actually waves. Now, that's not actually true, but his math did prove that particles can act as waves. So this created the idea of wave-particle duality afterwards, which basically means that subatomic entities can be described as both waves and particles. So there's not really there's hard science on it, but how they act and how they act like that depends on how you view them, which is very strange. Now, if you try to measure a particle's position, it will not act as a wave, and if you measure its momentum, it will act as a wave, and you can't measure its position, as if matter knows it's being measured. Electrons in this experiment are beamed at a screen through basically a plate with two vertical slits in it, and they're parallel vertical slits.
Okay.
And they're recorded on a screen, like kind of like a, basically like a photograph film on the other side. So the result will show classic interference patterns of waves. So if you're only sending the beams through these slits from an emitter, on the photograph side of it, it will show, if you look it up, basically what happens is you have about, I would say like a dozen little slit lines. And basically what this replicates is a classic wave interference. So as these waves are interfering with each other, they cause a distinct pattern on the photograph. Now, what's interesting about this...
So hold on. So what you're saying right now is they're sending particles through slits.
Yes.
Through a piece of material of whatever sort. And they're measuring
something that would basically block
activity per se,
other than the slits through. Yes,
like how they move through the slits. Okay,
so
go on.
So this essentially proves Schrodinger's wave theory of particles.
Sorry, who's Schrodinger again?
Schrodinger is an early 1900s physicist and philosopher. So if you've ever heard of Schrodinger's cat.
Oh, yes. Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, in the box. And yeah. Then you don't know if the if the cat's alive or dead, and it's alive and dead until you actually look at the cat.
I have another theory about a cat in a box.
Okay. Can we cut into that after?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So...
Go ahead.
Long story short here. So it proves Schrodinger's wave theory of it. But the interesting part of it is scientists alternated the particles between the slits and the interference pattern was present. So what they did is they put detectors on each slit so that they could basically
measure the particles
and where through. And where they are.
Right. So they're shooting it through multiple slits right now or two?
Two slits.
Two slits.
Yeah. So, and when they put a detector on it, what happened to the photograph? Believe it or not, the screen or the film on the other side, what happened was it just turned out to be two bands, not this interference pattern on the screen. So it looked as if you took a stencil up or that those two slits and spray painted a spray paint can through those two slits. And that was the resulting picture. So if you put detectors in, they end up like that. And if you just try and measure the wave pattern and interference without detectors, you get a different picture. So as soon as you put detectors on...
So particles of no intelligence, really, know that they're being watched.
Well, can we say no intelligence? We don't know that.
All right, yeah, I guess they do have intelligence, but it's just like paint particles. So right. Like, it doesn't have a central nervous system.
No, but we don't know what intelligence is.
Yeah, everything's alive, man.
So essentially what you do is you create a single reality. Where before, the detectors, it's like all of the possibilities are possible... and present.
Right.
But as soon as you try and measure those possibilities, it's like it knows that it's being measured.
To like stay within our reality.
And it collapses onto one possibility. The possibility that we would expect from a particle shooting through a slit.
Right.
So they behave both as waves and as particles. Very, very strange. And also... It's awesome because if you really look into it, it creates a whole bunch of theories. So
no, it's pretty cool though, for sure.
What it does, and a theory that I looked up to is it's the theory of being in a simulation. So like the Matrix, and right. Basically what happens is
it has to fit the simulation.
Exactly. So yeah. The computer can't when you're not actually quantifying it.
Yeah.
The computer doesn't allow it to be a particle and just kind of has like a base wave pattern. And then as soon as, like, it knows that somebody's looking at it, what it does is act as a particle.
Right. That's a trip.
It is a trip, man.
That is wild. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Where did you stumble across this?
Back in high school, I've heard about it a few times. And then now it's, I just was looking through.
Fired up the Google machine.
Physics. Yeah. I like to look up physics things and quantum physics, quantum mechanics. It's interesting.
Yeah. No, it is for sure. I have a book you'd like. It's on time.
Okay.
And dude, time is a trip. You ever heard about time? It's pretty fucking weird, man.
Who writes this book?
Carl Rovelli. He's some Neil deGrasse Tyson kind of intelligence dude. Pretty smart. But it's dumbed down for people, you know, that aren't so smart like me. Not that I'm stupid, but
gives it kind of some...
But, you know, I'm no quantum physicist. It says some crazy things. Like, time physically travels faster at higher altitudes. And someone in a mountain altitude will age faster than a person at a lower altitude, closer to sea level.
In theory.
No. Physically proven. They've proven this. They've taken airplanes, and they've put all sorts of... finely tuned time instruments in the airplane, and the time moves faster at a higher altitude.
Really?
Yes.
I guess that's kind of like
time physically moves faster in the mountains.
Interstellar.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Really?
But I probably should by the look on your face.
Yeah, so they get closer to, I think they're on a planet with more gravity and like close to a black hole.
No, I was probably just really stoned or something, but I've definitely, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I need to rewatch it.
And they age. And like people on the planet don't age because essentially what you're talking about.
Right.
But the people are up in space. The guy is like 20 years, he's like 20 years past when they get back up there, but it was like an hour for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like honestly, if you look into it in that movie, a lot of the physics kind of checks out with our like
that's actually a proven fact. That's why I want to give you this book. It's a proven fact that time physically moves faster at higher altitudes.
Really?
Yes, it's crazy.
I can see it, man. There's a lot we don't understand in this world.
No, and like another thing that tripped me out. So I actually called you about this one day and asked you about it. If you have a guy on the point of Earth, say at sea level, and you have a guy on a mountain, the Earth, because it's round, not flat, in my opinion.
Or hot dog.
Well, could be. The hot dog could rotate like cylindrical, like lengthwise, right? Like on a rotisserie, you know, like how they turn, like on the 7-Eleven grill. Like if hot dog Earth did exist, that would still work with our theory. Where was I going with it? Oh, the man in the lower elevation and the higher elevation. They travel around the Earth, but the man on the mountain is at a higher, is a larger circle from the radius of the Earth.
At the epicenter of the Earth.
So he's actually traveled that same distance in that same amount of time that the Earth's rotating as the man, but he's went a further distance, and he's actually technically moving faster.
In the same amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's two types of velocities. There's linear velocity and there's
angular
velocity. And according to one or the other, they are, I'm not sure which is which, you would, but they're moving at the same speed technically, but during, like, according to the other law.
So the guy on the mountain linearly is moving faster.
Right.
But they're both moving at the same angular velocity. Because what it does is it measures the epicenter. Not,
there's another word for it. I can't think of it right now, but it's anyways.
Yes, okay. More or so less. What you do is like say like hands on a clock, right?
Yeah.
They move the same distance.
Yeah.
Or they move at the same speed. But the end point.
No, they move the same distance. But
no, they move at the same speed.
Oh yeah. Right.
But the outer point of say the second hand moves a further distance than the inner point of the second hand.
Right.
So that's angular velocity. Well,
and that's how gears work, right? I mean,
and that's linear velocity.
Right.
So they are moving at the same angular velocity, but moving at a different linear velocity.
Right.
Yes.
Crazy.
It is very crazy.
Life's a trip, man.
There's so much we don't understand.
Anyways, going into physics and technology, what is Elon doing? Elon is making brain chips to communicate with your smartphone or your computer, and a machine puts them in.
A machine implants it?
A machine, yes. It says the threads are too fine for human hands, and the machine puts them in. And I'm pretty sure I've seen this on an episode of Black Mirror on Netflix.
Neuralink is far from the first or only company working on brain interference devices.
Yep.
So that's what it is brain interference?
Well, it's to control your smartphone from what his website says, from what I've read.
And that's just the start of it.
Yeah. Well, it says something about to help humans today and better tomorrow or control tomorrow or whatever he's
doing. I can tell you for one, I'm not putting that in my brain.
No.
I feel like the government could just be like, sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut down.
Yeah. You're all protesting and the government's just like,
yeah,
sleep.
Well, or they can like ping you.
Yeah.
Like, not that I'm a criminal, but like, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, ding ding, he's right here.
Yeah.
Let's get him.
I don't like it, man.
No, me neither. Do you know what I'm talking about on the Black Mirror episode?
They literally
have a chip on the back of their ear.
Is it the one where like they can like fast forward or rewind or like mute memories and
yes,
shit?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the wife cheats on the guy and he goes through her like memory bank thing and he sees the memories. And they have the thing is like they have a memory of all the people they've slept with. So like they're like, you know, getting it on and the girl is actually watching memories of
some other person.
Yeah, of like old boyfriends.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's messed up.
No, thank you.
No. Neuralink, stay away from me.
Jesus. So that's what Elon's doing right now. And let's see.
This can't be good.
So it's been approved for human trials. They've already done it on animals.
Yeah, there's a video here of a pig. A pig with it in.
Jeez. I'm not into that, man.
No.
Elon Musk, no thank you.
Nope, not today.
All right, Jake, on a lighter note, I was looking through up some conspiracy theories here, and
What do you got? What's this week's?
I ran into birds aren't real. Okay? Birds aren't real. So.
It's actually on Wikipedia.
Okay, so.
Wake up, it says.
Between 1959 and 1971.
So this
birds were all exterminated and replaced with look-alike drones used by the government to spy on citizens.
For all of our listeners here, this is an actual Wikipedia page. And people believe this.
Yeah. And they claim that birds sit on power lines to recharge themselves. And I don't know. I guess like if one leg was positive and one leg was negative, you get a little jump around. Simple. Now these little birds are recharged and they're little drones spying on us.
It'd be a lot of work to replace all the birds, man.
Yeah. So it would be, fooling all of America that... jet fuel melts steel beams.
That's easy. You just run two planes into a building.
I guess.
Oh, my God. The tragedy. But we really did it. Tower 7. Whoa, look at that. Tower 7.
Yeah.
Google it, everybody.
What I'm saying is I see birds on power lines.
I do. Yeah.
And I
can't dispute that. Can't dispute that they're not charging.
That's right. And then if they're like nano-machined drones... We don't know. They could be just clones remade with nanomachines.
There is like a side conspiracy of this, that there are robotic birds.
Really?
Yeah. People believe that there are like robotic birds. And how would you be able to tell the difference between, you know?
Yeah.
Or what if they have this Neuralink in their head?
Maybe they have they have a few decoys just so like, or like they've been.
Because listen, the military is way more advanced than us. And we get the back end of technology as humans, as civilians.
Okay? Right.
So they got, you know, I personally think that they've had Neuralink around for 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. So, hey.
At least as like a government trial, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't see it not being real. Like
No. Yeah.
And realistically, the government is basically the Illuminati.
Well, it's been around since forever. I mean, they did acid experiments on people back in the day. They're like, what's LSD? And they just rounded up a bunch of people and fed it to them. And they're like, let's watch them. And they fucking, have you ever seen The Men That Stare at Goats?
No.
With George Clooney, it's a movie about that.
Really?
And they practice mind control. And they, you know, like the fainting goats?
Yep.
It has to do with that. And like they would stare at the goats and get them to faint. And like on acid.
Really?
Yeah, dude. They practice mind control. And
oh,
all
my
that.
God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So that's real, too. That's real, though.
That's bizarre.
That's real. George Clooney, Men Who Stare at Goats. Check all it right. out.
Well, birds aren't real. Conspiracy.
Sorry,
if you have proof.
Topic
no,
there.
If you got proof against it, then hop up on here and let me know.
I'm not saying all birds aren't real, but I'm saying there could be the robotic bird here and there.
I think that might even be a real, like... That could
like,
be a real conspiracy.
That's like obtainable, yeah.
Absolutely. Why not, though? Really?
I mean, it's pretty smart. Like, yeah. Hey, they'll just blend in with the flock. You know?
Absolutely.
Like, who questions a bird?
Nobody.
You're like, oh, it's a pigeon.
Yeah.
Fuck 'em.
Exactly. On that note, did you know carrier pigeons were like basically the...
I'm going to nix that theory right now just from all the bird shit on your car last week, too.
They said that's for tracking.
whoa, you're being tracked then, bro. The government's got some questions about you.
I know.
They murdered your
car. They heard our last episode, and they're like, this guy knows this place is a hot dog?
Like, they should send you a car wash rebate.
No shit.
Peppered.
Oh, my God. I just washed it yesterday.
Peppered.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was fucking brutal.
Like, they targeted you.
I know. You get the birds flying by, and they're like.
No, not at all, man. They were hitting you hard.
Seriously, though, man.
It's like polka dots on your car.
Oh, it's plastered, man.
Black with white polka dots.
That's because of work, though. It is because, like, we're right by the water, and then
the birds.
Yeah, then they hang up on
the
tanks.
Oh, I thought that happened
they, like,
here,
nesting.
And you're just random subdivision.
Well, maybe it did. I don't remember now.
Either
I
way,
don't.
Government's tracking you.
There was, like, 100 shits on my car. 100 bird shits on my car.
That Peter guy, the creator of Birds Aren't Real, he's going to, he would agree. He looks credible, too, don't he?
He does look credible.
He needs to comb his hair, but other than that.
Okay, buddy.
You think if you were going to go to a big, you know, he looks like he's speaking at a
convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you think he'd, you know, put a hat on. I don't know. Hair's a little wild. You look like a mad scientist.
Yeah, and his shirt's like six sizes too big.
You look like
a
guy in his basement fucking drumming up conspiracies.
Yeah.
That's what you look like. A little bit more professionalism, please.
Yeah, no shit. Come on, guy.
All right. Brass tacks. Let's move on.
Get down to brass tacks.
For those of you who don't know, brass tacks are things that you just can't stand, that piss you off.
Yes.
That chafe your gooch.
All right. You wanna give us your one here, Jake? Because
mine today, this week, is runners or I can't really say cyclists because I'm a cyclist myself. I have ran, but I don't run any, like, I wouldn't call myself a runner by any means. But, you know, when you're biking, you got to get further places on busier roads. And if you take the back road, it's going to take you a long time, just like a car would take you longer. But anyways, runners on busy roads. You're moving like 5K, or what speed do they run?
Yeah, really, like
5K
like
an hour.
Maybe, well, if they're trotting along,
maybe
10K,
like tops 10K. Like,
yeah,
if you're, you know, you're hoofing. Pick the subdivision.
No shit.
Come on, I was driving home today, 5 a.m., pitch black. This guy's got like one little reflective armband on. I'm like, what's that? Like a raccoon's eyes or something? I'm like, you know, dude. Just
he's gonna
cruising down like the like one of the busiest roads in Sarnia, especially for that time, and like just run down the subdivision, man. Run down a trail. There's some trails. We got the Howard Watson. Like, come on.
Oh, I agree.
That's
man.
All I got. Like, you're just, and then they're gonna like go on Facebook after, and be like, this car almost hit me.
Yeah.
Like, this guy ran me off the road. It's like, well, he's just trying to get home from work at 5 a.m. and
yeah, and I'm sure, know, was he on the road and
the
not
record,
the sidewalk where you can
him,
run?
Like on the shoulder, like pretty much like straddling the line.
Yeah,
you know?
But there's
like,
there's but, a sidewalk for everybody who's
yeah, I think
wondering.
On the other side of the
there
road
is.
Actually there was a sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's on the other side where there is no sidewalk.
Just
waiting for like to be the casualty.
Yeah, dick
know?
Swinging.
Yeah.
You know, move over for me. But
I'm a runner.
He doesn't understand that, you know, like
I wake up at 5 a.m. on Sundays and I run.
Sometimes you just don't even see that and then you get hit.
Yeah. Share the road.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, just take your own little, like, just go to a.
There's
you're
nature
running.
Trails. There's subdivisions. There's, you could, exactly.
And just aside from all that, because, you know, not everybody lives in Chemical Valley, but he's running down like Chemical Valley, like full of propane plants. Like,
yeah.
Really? That's
and,
where you're going to run?
And it's like rush hour in.
Yeah. Come on.
So everybody's driving into work or leaving from shift as well.
Like, you like that rotten egg smell from Imperial? Because I don't. I
no.
Mean, I don't even like driving by it, let alone. I'm not going to go run into it.
Fucking bizarre, man.
Crazy. Anyways.
Yeah, get a breath of fresh air, right?
Yeah. Just pick the nature trails. Why don't you go where the plants are in the fucking, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a nice subdivision where little fucking, I don't know, whatever, people are out watering their grass. You can be like, hello, good morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the end of my rant for today.
Yeah. I got two
what
today.
Do you got?
I got two.
Two.
So,
you're double pissed.
Yep. I got shopping carts.
What about them? You hate shopping carts?
Nope. I hate how people put away shopping carts. Like,
or,
it's the hardest task in this world.
Don't put them away.
No. Or, yeah, leave them in the parking lot or, you know, just like, okay, obviously they're made to be like stacked together and people just kind of just throw them in there, and then they'll stick their little mini cart in. So the mini cart's in the middle of a whole bunch of other carts.
Oh, you got to, I get it.
Yeah. Frustrating, man.
Yeah, because then the carts don't go together.
This isn't a hard task.
And then the cart guy. Like, think about the cart guy.
So what I'm wondering is these people probably don't even wipe their ass. Because, like, that, obviously, it's just easy.
That's just too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're probably like, ah.
Yeah. Yeah, pinch it off and just move on, right? Like, if you can't put a shopping cart away, how could you wipe your own ass?
Well, there's... Yeah, I think there's two types of people in this. There's people that just don't care about other people, and there's just people that are lazy. Like, the lazy ones wouldn't wipe their ass, but the ones that just don't care about other people that aren't so lazy.
Yeah, more than likely don't put their blinkers on put them on late.
They'll probably get a clean wipe, but, you know, just the pure lazy people. They're whatever, it's just one more wipe, I'll just leave it.
Put your shopping carts away properly.
Yeah.
Properly.
I agree.
And if you're going to do it half-ass, just leave it in the middle of the parking lot because you may as well.
No, because then the wind takes it, man, and then it hits my car, and then I'm pissed. You can't just leave a random wild shopping, like a tumbleweed of the grocery store out there.
I suppose. You can't
do it. No, that tumbleweed's going to hit something.
Okay, well, how about when...
And now you're just grouped in with the people that don't care about other people.
How about these jackasses that just, like, don't even put it away properly? Then there's no room to put your shopping cart away. Just PSA,
put your carts away.
Put your carts away.
Yeah.
Put them away, and please do it properly.
There's actually a guy on Instagram called Cartnarks.
I seen that.
Yeah, and he runs up to people. And he gets them like... Hey, listen, Cartnarks here, and he's like...
Verbal fights with them?
Yeah, oh, they get pissed.
Hell yeah.
Why do they get pissed, though? He's just calling them out for their shitty behavior.
That's it, man. It's like, you can't be wrong.
It's like you're a child, like, when your mom's like, blow your nose, and you're like, no!
And they go...
I didn't do fucking shit!
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you did fucking shit, though.
Well, that's the point, that you didn't do shit.
Yeah.
It's like, just do it for the sake of the... Just humanity.
Humanity. Look around and be like, there's other people here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're going to go in the grocery store and not see other people, they're pretty, I don't know. But hey.
Okay. Hey. My next one here.
What do you got?
Bottle cans.
Why does this bug you?
It's very simple. So either I want the convenience of a can. Or the taste of a bottle.
Is it a bottle or is it a can?
Yeah, it's a bottle can.
What defines a bottle?
What defines a bottle?
What defines a can?
So a can, I think, defines
as... What is it? Is it aluminum?
Yeah. It's a bottle-shaped aluminum can.
But it has a tab on top.
No, it's got like a pop top or like a twist-off.
Well, then that's a bottle, my friend.
Bottle can.
Like you're saying can because of the material.
Yes.
No, I don't agree, because you can have, what about like a water bottle that's like, you know, metal. Like a
That's a whole different subject. I'm talking about beer.
But it's still a bottle. It's still a bottle.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I thought you were saying like a bottle.
Aluminum bottles.
With a tab on top.
No.
That would be something.
No.
Like a little mini rim on the top and a little baby tab.
No.
No.
No, no, no. This thing is just hate. It's an aluminum bottle.
You hate... So you just hate bottle-shaped cans?
Well, yeah, because I want the convenience of a can, or I want the taste of a bottle. Why do I, what purpose does...
Hey, it gives you both.
And, okay.
It gives you both. The convenience of a can and the taste of a bottle all in one.
Yeah, but then like all even
you
like...
You think that would cater to you.
Koozies
you think that
don't,
would be like your favorite.
Koozies don't fit it. You know, like Yeti.
I'm not a big koozie guy myself, but
I know I drink them way too quick to facilitate a koozie.
I just let the sun bake it and drink piss warm. Stomach it.
I'll be done by then, but yeah. So
not me. I'm a procrastinator.
I don't see the purpose at all.
Hey, well, this was in America.
Yes.
Well, they got everything there.
Yeah, they are spun.
They got every flavor of every food of everything you could think of.
Absolutely.
They got like grape flavored oranges. Actually, they do have grape flavored apples, grapples.
Grapples.
And you get them at Kroger, and they're like, it's like, why? Why don't you just eat a grape?
Well, I've had it, and
eat an apple.
It has the consistency of an
they're
apple.
Like, and well, this is America, and I wanted the taste of a grape and the texture of an apple, and I'm gonna get that.
Now I got it.
Through selective breeding.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
What do we got next here?
We got Jake What are you listening to?
What am I listening to? Mm-hmm. Well, I've actually got a big throwback this week, and I've been digging it hard on repeat.
What's that?
Limp Bizkit, Significant Other. Oh. One of my top, I want to say top five, but it be top 10. But, you know, it's like front to back, like it's very, very artistically written. It's got a lot of swear words, which is like whatever, but the guitar is like amazing. West Borland.
Yeah.
Like if you just every aspect of it, the lyrical content, like what he says some crazy shit. He says some funny shit. There's like some skits, like some old school, you know, like Eminem, how he used to have like skits. There's like some Paul Berman style skits on there. And it's like some guy like, Limp Bizkit's the shit. He's like, fuck everybody else. And like, I don't know. It's just this stupid fucking, but it's good. It's artistic. And it's like, I've been, dude, it's got Method Man on it. It's got the Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right.
Got,
yeah. And Together Now.
Yeah, dude. And it's just got some heavy ass breakdowns.
It ain't easy like, being greasy.
It just makes me want to go back to 1999. And, like, or, you know, start a fire at Woodstock and just burn some shit down.
Man.
And it's great.
So that fire
yeah.
at Woodstock.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
Yeah.
And he's born in 1980. So he was at Woodstock, that late 90s, early 2000s,
yeah,
Woodstock. And he's telling me that, like, so that weekend, like, so you listen to the people that were there and it was fucked. Like, by the end of the week, they were charging him $10 a bottle of water.
Yeah, it's in that documentary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you watch it, you see all that shit. And then you see the people who ran it, and they're like, these people are just fucking assholes. And, like, yeah, no. Yeah. So I heard it from, you know, someone who actually attended this event other than a millionaire. And he's like, yeah, man, there was no shade. We were in, like, an Air Force runway strip. water was $10 a bottle.
Yeah.
So finally, like at the end of this event, they were just fed up. So my buddy, what he does is he starts a fire.
He was there when that
he
shit
starts
happened.
A fire. And he guessed what happens. So after about like 5 or 10 minutes, this fire started. All these fires start popping up all over the event. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So your friend
started the fires.
Like, was like the basis.
Yes.
Okay, we need him on the show.
I know.
We need to schedule him in.
Yeah, yeah. He started.
Like, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man.
We could go on about that
for a while. Oh, yeah, yeah. So he's got stories about it, man. And, yeah.
This is the typewriter guy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So this guy's went through college with a typewriter. Never used a computer before.
That's wild.
Doesn't have a cell phone.
I've been thinking, honestly, you told me about this guy, and I'm like, how can I live like that? I'm like, this guy sounds like he lives so simple, and I'm like, but I just can't get rid of, like, my Spotify, my Google Maps and shit, you know? Like,
he just uses his computer now, so, like, he'll use Spotify.
Like, so he'll just, like, is he still in, like, the MapQuest age?
Pretty well.
Like, he just looks up directions? What does he do for his music?
Well, he has Spotify.
On like an iPod or something?
A computer, like a desktop.
But what about when he wants to travel?
Nothing. Radio.
I haven't heard that word in years.
No shit, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it's the radio.
What is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, this guy's wild, man.
Gross.
Yeah.
And are you going to hear the top 40 fucking Pitbull top hits?
Oh, right.
Oh, I can't do it.
Oh,
I'd rather listen to silence.
Yes, sir.
But I can't have silence, so no. I need my Spotify.
Even an audiobook or something.
Yeah, anything.
Absolutely.
A Kindle.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, this guy's just like, fuck technology.
Yeah.
He's definitely not for the brain chip.
No.
No.
Not even close.
Elon is not getting to him.
No.
Surprised this guy don't live up north in a fucking bush or something.
Well, I think he would if he could.
He's probably pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah. He'll just snap one day and he'll be gone.
Yeah.
And he'll send you, you'll get a message in the mail on a typewriter, a letter. He'll be like, dear Glenn, I'm up north.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore.
With little whiteout tabs over like mistakes.
Woodstock was great.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
I live my time in the city.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Yeah. And he's very like,
old school.
Yeah. And he's also got a very open mind. To cool. like, just, you know.
Just anything.
Absolutely. That's philosophical cool. and stuff.
That's what we dig.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So, what am I listening to, Jake?
Yeah, go on. What do you got?
Well, I've been into a little bit of Alice in Chains this week.
Well, that's an even further throwback.
Yes.
Going back to the grunge era.
Yes.
Nirvana.
Yeah. So
Pearl Jam.
So I've been dialed into Facelift, the original album.
Temple of the Dog.
Oh, that's actually a really good one.
Unreal.
That's how Pearl Jam started.
I thought that was after Pearl Jam.
No.
Oh.
No, no. So
music history.
Yeah. So I've been listening to Alice in Chains Facelift and Alice in Chains self-titled.
Nice.
So actually, I picked up...
songs we got on there?
Shame on You, Sludge Factory.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Heaven Beside You.
Ooh.
Yeah, a couple good bangers on that one.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, so that one, I picked up the album. They have never repressed that album. And I bought it on eBay for about $200.
So you have the original?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Nice.
And this thing's probably worth like, I don't know, probably like $400 or $500 now.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Nice. That's the cool thing about albums is mm-hmm. they can appreciate.
Yes, sir.
I know a guy, he's got like the Japanese pressing of Dark Side of the Moon.
Ooh, those are good ones.
Yeah.
If you can get the Japanese ones.
Yes. Yeah, well, he's got Dark Side of the Moon. He's got four different versions, I believe. Three or four. All different pressings.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a good one too.
I think one's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like original.
Mm-hmm.
And then one's like a repress. And then he's got the Japanese version as well.
He probably has the mobile fidelity one.
I wouldn't doubt it because
that one's like a sought after.
Yeah, this guy.
One that like, I it's kind like of like a holy grail for me.
$10,000 sound system, and he just sits there and
yeah,
hears just listens.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is cool because listening to music should be like an activity.
Should be absolutely.
It's not just background noise. There's more to it.
Not at all. No, no. There's more to it.
You got to hear the guy slapping the bass.
Yeah.
You gotta hear the congas in the background, man. There's little hidden shit here and there. You ever seen the $20 bill on weed?
Is that half-baked?
You ever listen to Dark? Yeah. Yeah. What's he doing in those bushes? You ever listen to Dark Side of the Moon on weed? I've listened to it on a few substances myself.
Yeah.
Or you ever played it to Wizard of Oz?
Oh. Isn't it supposed to be backwards?
Dark Side of the Moon?
No, it's not backwards.
No, it goes to Wizard of Oz.
But you have to key it in on a certain
point,
right?
Right when the lion roars.
Then you start it.
Or when he roars for the second time or some shit. I'm sure you can Google it. But, dude, it goes like crazy. I've done it. And it like when the witch's feet are under the house,
mm-hmm.
it talks about something about witch's feet, dude.
Okay.
Like, something about the feet. Or like it correlates lyrically to what's going on in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not just like the sound goes to it and you're like, wow, cool, man. Like,
yeah.
No, like the lyrics actually fit a lot.
Yeah. And like the running.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Man. Yeah. I've heard a bit about it.
It's wild.
Yeah.
You have to eat some fungi. Check it out.
And get all fun guy.
The best way. The best way.
All right. Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
Other than Alice in Chains. Yeah. There's the two albums I've been listening to a little bit. So yeah, it's been, good listening to those back front to back and back to front.
Yeah, buddy.
All right.
Not a bad band at all.
All right. What do we got next? Hockey news.
Hockey news.
We got Florida Panthers and Las Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Who's left?
Those two. Yeah, that's the finals. Playoffs. It's
this
in the finals.
For the cup. This is for the big banger.
Whole
shimoli.
Yeah, we got an expansion team in the Stanley Cup playoff finals again for like the second time in the last four years.
Right. Yeah.
Which is great.
Like, yeah, it just kind of bugs me, you know, when a team comes from the desert,
mm-hmm.
like a desert team.
Yeah.
Like, and there's no, you know what? I was thinking the other day, there's no East Coast hockey team.
There's like, as far as like league
like,
or?
Like the Newfoundland fucking Seals mm-hmm. or like the fucking Labrador Retrievers.
Yeah.
Or like, you know.
The Labrador Retrievers.
Whatever. Yeah. Dude, there's nothing from the East Coast past Montreal.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, why?
Yeah.
But then you got a Vegas team.
Yeah.
Like, what? It clearly, I mean, come on, it's kind of based on money.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Vegas
can afford it.
Yeah.
The East Coast isn't too prosperous, so, you know, they're like, oh, we can't. And their population's really spaced out. I get that.
I feel like they could fill up an arena in Halifax or Moncton
like Sydney,
or, yeah.
Or like whatever. Yeah, like, you know, fucking.
Yeah, one of those cities for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think.
Or St. John's. Well, yeah. I guess that's on the
like,
island.
I think
but
they could
yeah.
have a decent, you know.
Yeah, at least mainland. Like,
and like
maybe
a lot
not
of
the
those,
Rock.
A lot of the East Coasters, they travel a lot because they have to to get places. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really sparse there, right? Like, people live in the woods there and stuff. So I feel like, yeah, like, people would travel to hockey games for sure. 'Cause, I mean, we're in Canada.
Like, yeah.
People love hockey.
Yeah, and if it's in, like, a mainland, like Nova Scotia or New Brunswick.
It has to be mainland. Where are you going to take the ferry to the game? Come on.
Well, I just mean that way you could, some people would go there, but you could get more travel otherwise.
What's the series at?
It's 1-0 Las Vegas last night.
Wow.
Yeah, 5-2. It was a pretty good game. And obviously, with the Leafs getting beat by Florida, I'm kind of more rooting on the Las Vegas side. So,
yeah,
I was kind of feeling good about that.
Nah, I don't like either. I mean, you got Florida. I mean, there's no ice in Florida. Come on. How are these two teams with no ice winning this cup?
Yeah. And then the Tampa Bay Lightning jacked our colors as a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
Like, now you're blue and white. Yeah. That's what you did. You're black, white, and silver, and then blue, and now you're just blue and white.
Just stole it. You're just a sad Leafs fan. That's the only problem.
That is the problem.
But yeah, we are blue. I mean, Toronto
is
blue and white.
Yeah.
That's our colors.
Mm-hmm.
Get away, Florida.
That's what I'm saying.
I will defend that.
Yeah.
I will defend that.
Yeah. Buzz right off.
Our colors.
Yeah.
Get.
Yeah. Skedaddle.
Get away from our
Skedaddle.
Colors.
Yeah. And other on hockey news that I've kind of looking at is the Leafs hired Brad Treliving as their GM. So they let go Kyle Dubas.
Is that good, bad?
I think it's just the safe play. He's an experienced GM, and he's not coming in to look to blow the place up and change the front office at all. And there's talks of extending the coaching staff and just kind of not making anything too crazy. And I just think he's like a good replacement for the time being. Anyways.
So it's kind of neutral.
I would say so, yeah. Yeah, and you get a lot of, like, people who loved Kyle Dubas. They deify him, and it's a little crazy. And then at the same time, you got people who are Dubas haters, and I think that's a little crazy too. But as far as I'm concerned...
There's haters for everything.
Yeah, it's time got a little stale, so, I mean, such is life, right?
Yeah, yeah. No one stays at the top for everybody.
No, not at all. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a thought to ponder in itself.
Really?
Because no matter how good you are...
Eventually... Yeah.
Past your prime.
Yeah.
And when you're in your prime, you don't know it.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
But you know it when you're out of your prime.
Yeah, because you're missing it.
Because you suck. I'm not what I used to be.
Yeah, yeah. Mosey on, buddy. That's what they say. All right. So.
I think we got some breaking news. Breaking news from a report to the shareholders coming at you live. In today's top story, a goat was arrested at a local Tim Hortons in Saskatchewan.
Really?
Yep.
Did they cuff him?
Goliath.
They got goat cuffs in the back of the cruiser?
I'm not sure if they... I think arrest is in quotation, so I don't know if they actually cuffed him, but the cops took him away for sure.
Oh, my God. But
there's more to the story. He may have been kidnapped.
This world's fucking so fucked up.
It appears someone might have stolen the goat and brought him to the Tims.
Really?
Yeah, and the story at first was that he wandered in there, but...
They're thinking someone dropped him off?
Yeah, it's a bit sus.
Well, what if he just wanted a donut, you know?
Yeah,
a double double in a donut.
Some Bieber bites or whatever. What are they called?
Bieber balls. Biebs balls.
What do they call Tim Biebs?
Timmy Biebs, yeah. Something like that.
So they say the collar wasn't chewed, and that's just hard evidence.
Oh my God.
The goat was taken. He ain't going to undo his own collar. I mean, come on, he's a goat.
Oh my God.
Who knows, though? Goats are pretty smart.
Yeah, so... Here we've put a goat into the Tim Hortons. This is a Canadian conspiracy.
A message from the government of Canada.
I wonder if he went up to the speaker.
And ordered.
<It's> like, they're like, was that a double-double?
You probably would like cream. You know, you're going to go?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Just a cream and sugar.
Well, if it was Goliath, it's probably not a female, but she could have just put her own little milk in there.
Little teat.
Got my own cream.
Yeah. Oh, man. He goes,
I'm going to come.
Right in the coffee. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. So that's Canada right there.
Yeah, that's about all we got for top news for Canada today.
There's not a lot going on this week. Like, there's some pretty sad news, and you know, we're not really going to get into that.
Yeah, all the headlines were kind of depressing. So we brought you the funniest one.
BC man, he's
everybody's shooting each other out there this week.
And the guy's working at a rehab center, and what was he, sexually assaulting people?
Yeah, the headlines were not good for BC. No. They were fitting into Florida.
So is he just like a predator, and he's like, I know I can bring meth and fentanyl and get laid. That's what he was thinking.
Yeah, probably
just some sick fuck.
Probably bribing him.
That's what I'm thinking, man.
And I was driving here today, and I was like thinking, like, you know, we always say like BC man's like the Florida man of Canada, but they're always like nicer headlines. Like last week, it was a guy building a giant ass pair of binoculars, but today
it was very Florida. It was
very Florida-y.
Yeah, it was. So, absolutely.
You know, hey, it's a little bit of good, a lot of bad.
Yeah, we get some fucked up shit going on in Ontario, a little bit of fucked up shit going on in Quebec.
Yeah.
There's some, that was Saskatchewan.
We just got goats.
Yeah.
Getting arrested, wanting timbits.
Goat daddies.
Yeah.
For Biebs balls.
Tim Biebs.
Tim Biebs.
Probably just wanted that collector's edition.
Yeah.
Tim Biebs swag.
Yeah. All right, Jake. I know that you had a little story, about a skateboard.
Something happened to me this week.
All right. So,
okay.
Let us know what happened.
So, last week, let's rewind. I was, we were, you know, playing on the front lawn. I live kind of, you know, and I wouldn't call it the hood, but it ain't good. It's like somewhere in the middle. You know, we got a few vagrants running around. For the most part, it's all right, and you can, you know, you got someone causing trouble, you can tell them to piss off and they'll fuck off. So I left a little skateboard. My 5-year-old stepdaughter was playing with it, and I left a skateboard in the front lawn. And a day later, we're like, I actually ride this thing to the weed store when I need to go get weed.
The skateboard?
Yeah, I got to go pick up my ounce. So I ride this little skateboard. For anybody who skateboards, it's called a penny board. And it's like a little plastic board. It's like an old school board. It's only about a foot and a half, 2 feet long. And anyway, so I got this board. I ride it. I like it. I've had it for like 4 years. It's just kind of like, and when I have things for a long time, it kind of like becomes a part of me. And I just like become attached to them. And
right.
I'm like, that's fucking mine.
Yep.
I'm like, that's, you know, and like the more it becomes used, the more I fall in love with it. And I'm like, that's mine. Like,
yep.
It's just because, you know, when I'm like 50 and I'm like, I've had that thing for 30 years. Like,
sentimental value.
That's all I want. Yeah. I like to build the sentimental value. Okay. Now, fast forward. Last Sunday, I'm coming home from a stag and doe. We left early from the place we were at, a couple hours away. Woke up at 5 a.m. or whatever. Packed up the tent. Came home. And we're cruising into town. And it's 7 something in the morning on a Sunday, and we're driving by this guy, and he's got my skateboard.
Like, no way.
He has it. It's mine.
Oh my god.
The white deck, the plastic, the same brand. Like, it's my board. Okay. So I'm like, stop the car, honey. Stay in the car. I got this.
Yeah.
And I actually lost my voice. Someone got me sick at the stag and doe. So I was like, hey, hey. I couldn't talk.
Right.
I had like no voice. So I get out of the car and I'm like, hey, give me my board. And this guy can't even hear me because I sound like a goddamn seagull.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey. Anyways, I'm like, and if I like reach in more, I can like kind of get it out of my chest. So I got like a really, but it's like a really bassy voice. And I'm like, right. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me my board. And he's like, he turns his head and I go across the street.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Yes, yes. And he's just, and it's like this scraggly guy, and he's kind of looking sad, to be honest. Like, I kind of felt bad for, like, I don't know if I ruined his day, but
you don't steal shit.
Yeah, that's my bottom line.
Don't give a fuck.
It's on the golden rules of life. You just don't steal shit. If it ain't yours, don't take it. Is it yours? No, then leave it alone. Yeah. Anywho, I don't even know if he stole it. Maybe one of his friends gave it to him. I don't know, but he was the he was getting it.
Okay? He was in the crosshairs.
Okay? He was in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
Had him sighted in.
Yeah.
Ready to strike. Not like physically strike. I'm like, I don't like fighting people, but.
No.
Anyways, I walk up to this guy and we're face to face now, and he's just got this big mane of like red hair, and he's got like a leather jacket on. He's got this thing tucked between his arm, like right there.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend pulls up, like she fucking reversed the car at this time, and she's beside me kind of on the side of the road. She's like, give him his skateboard. I'm like, that's him. Like, I'm like, hey, thanks, honey. Like, thanks for defending me. But like,
yeah. And he's like, he's sitting there going,
dude, I didn't do fucking shit.
Yeah. Dude, listen to what he said to me. I'm like, hey, that's my skateboard. I go, you stole that off my yard last week. He goes, no, I didn't. I go, yeah, that's my fucking skateboard. You're going to give that back to me. And he goes, oh, I reclaimed it.
From where? Your lawn?
Yeah. Yeah. I reclaimed it. I'm like, instantly in my head, I'm like, can I just go to Home Depot and reclaim stuff? Is that a thing? Can we do that? Can I just reclaim? Like, can I just reclaim that dartboard? It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I reclaimed it.
Yep. Oh, and no worries.
And it just baffled me. And I'm just like staring at the guy. Dude, and we had this like stare down. And I'm like a foot away from him. And we're just both looking at each other in the eyes. And then, dude, like, I wanted my skateboard back. So I just, like, was going out looking at him. And I looked at the board quick. And I went, ah! And I ganked it from him. I stole it back. Nice. And then he didn't even do it. Actually, you know what he did is he thought I was going to hit him with the skateboard. So he turtled. He, like, put his hands over his head.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, ah! And I'm like, okay, well, I got what I want. And I'm like, I don't know. I might have said a couple of curse words at him because I was just angry in the moment. But I was just like, okay, well, I'll see you later. And then he was just, like, standing. Like, he didn't even know what hit him. I think he was, like, maybe a little under the influence of some drugs or something. But he was like,
more than likely,
just standing there. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go home now. I got my girlfriend was just howling.
She's
like,
no shit.
She couldn't believe, like, for the whole scene.
Yeah.
We were just like recapping it, being like, that was so funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what I should have did? When I stole the board, I should have said, yoink. That would have made it so much better.
No shit. Man.
Yeah. So anyways.
What about the time you found the bag of meth? On the side of the little, like, crossway, pathwalk that's beside you.
Yeah, I found about, I don't know, I'm going to guess 3-4 grams of meth on the sidewalk in a little baggie. So picked it up so some kids wouldn't get,
That's good.
I live in the hood, folks.
Yeah.
we see lots of things.
And then you decided to burn it instead of flushing it.
Well, I just pulled the DEA on it, and I just burn. I don't know. I'm like, what does the DEA do? They, like, burn drugs.
So yeah.
I'm going to burn these drugs in my campfire. And then
So then Jake stood in the smoke for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I stood in the smoke and felt a little hyper, but I don't know.
No, he didn't. Shut the windows. I went inside. I was like, I ain't getting into that.
Glenn had no part of the meth smoke.
I was like, just flush it down the toilet,
but
dude.
We did the DEA.
Yeah.
The DEA way.
The burn.
We burned it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. I found some meth on the sidewalk. Lots of things happening.
Yeah.
Don't leave your skateboard out.
No. Not where you live anyways.
Nope. Not in the hood.
Yeah.
But I got an urban garden going, so we're making the place, you know.
Yeah.
We're shaping up.
Out front, I'm gonna
teach the vagrants how to grow vegetables.
The beans again?
Oh, I got the cucumbers, I got the tomatoes, I got the beans, I got the sweet potatoes, the garlic, the onions, the pumpkins, the lettuce.
Getting heavy on the
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it all, baby.
What's the word for pumpkins?
Did I say tomatoes? Yeah, I said tomatoes.
What is it? A pumpkin is a gourd. Heavy on the gourds, eh?
Yeah. Well, just for Halloween time, man. You know, you got to grow them, and then we can carve them up.
Eat the seeds.
I ain't no sucker. I ain't going to buy no $5 pumpkin. I'm growing my own.
$5 pumpkin? Man, they're like $15 now.
Yeah, see? Inflation. Inflation. You got to grow your own pumpkins, man. You can't be fucking around buying pumpkins.
I went broke
buying pumpkins.
To carve them?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, just to carve them and leave them on your doorstep to rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well,
Stories?
Stories.
I got a story to the guys. I re-stole my skateboard back because he reclaimed it. I mean, I know I didn't make your day any better, and I know you probably had a lot slower walk because you couldn't skateboard there, but wherever you were going, it didn't look like you had much of a destination, but but hey, man, sorry, my board.
I like to be sorry to anybody who likes aluminum bottles. Obviously there's a market for it, but they're a little crazy. Sorry.
Aluminum or plastic? What do you prefer?
I prefer glass bottles for beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah, glass. Oh, okay, that's just the,
I'm like, Canadian.
That's just the top tier.
I'm Canadian.
Hey, you're like none of the two.
Yeah, no.
None of the two. Oh,
and they got to bring back the stubby bottles, too.
Yeah, stubbies.
Yeah. You know, get stubbies. These long neck fucking beer bottles. They're just asking to get knocked over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, stubbies. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like lower point of gravity, lower center of gravity.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Bring back stubbies.
Yeah, this is all I got because...
I'm done. Do what you want. Pull the plug.
All right, signing off for today.
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Thank you for listening to A Report to the Shareholders. If you'd like to contact us for interaction on any future episodes, please do so at areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Again, that is areporttotheshareholders@gmail.com. Thank you.